Well, Taylor, congratulations. Quite an honor to be named the captain of the Broncos.
Yeah, it's a big honor. It's something that you don't always expect, but it's a very big honor either way, and I'm excited for the challenge.
And when they tell you that this is voted on by your teammates and they decide that they want you to be the guy that wears the C for them, does that make it extra special?
Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling that knowing that the guys in the room are choosing me as the captain. I know that I'm not the only leader in the room. There's lots of guys in there that are, whether they have a letter or not, they're leaders in the room. But for the group of guys to pick me is a pretty special feeling, and I'm definitely, again, honored to wear the C.
And just to think about, you know, sort of the poetry of it, given that you grew up, you're a kid, a baby wearing a Swift Current Broncos sweater, grow up cheering for the Broncos, have a family tie to the Broncos, and to get to be the captain of the team in your 20-year-old season, it just sort of ties together well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a storybook ending there. So being my last year, it's a special year either way to be in Swift Current. Like you said, building up to just playing in Swift Current was a pretty unlikely story, and having my dad play and second generation, and now that I've become the captain, it's just a whole kind of whirlwind of events of things coming together. So it's been a good go, and I'm just looking forward to being able to wear that C and hopefully make our team proud.
So what does being the captain mean to you, and what do you think, you know, how does that change your role? I know you saw yourself as a leader already, but, you know, is that going to change how you behave at all, or what you feel like your responsibilities are?
It changes it a little bit, but from the start of the season, I just came in knowing that I was an older guy, and that I was going to need to be a leader with the younger guys and just in the group in general. And whether I was going to be wearing the C or not, I think I was going to act and prepare and treat the guys and team situations the same way as I would if I was wearing an A or no letter. So it's just something that I'm going to take as another responsibility. It is a responsibility within the dressing room and whatnot, but I think for me, it's not going to be a huge change. I've been wearing the C a bit throughout the start of the season, and now that it's solidified, I think it does change a little bit, but I mean, for the most part, for me, it's just going to be keep doing the same things and keep doing what got me to this point.
What kind of a leader are you? Are you a vocal leader in the dressing room? Are you a lead by example more type of guy?
I think even through my younger years, I've just been a lead by example guy. I'm not a get-in-your-face kind of captain, but I think I'm just one of those guys that's going to do the things that are right and do the things that really you need a leader to do, is just keep it simple, be a good teammate, and work hard every day in practice and in games as much as I can. And I think when things need to be said, there are times when I will need to step up, but that's like any leader in the room. When something needs to be said, it's said. But for me, I think just leading by example is the big part.
But do you feel to some degree like it is the job of you and the rest of the leadership corps to hold the guys accountable at times?
Yeah, and that especially comes with leadership group, is accountability. We're the guys that are relied on to know through experience what we need to do and what needs to be done. And even within the group, guys that aren't wearing letters, we have a big leadership group where it's just everyone has to hold each other accountable, whether you're a leader on the score sheet or not, sort of thing. So it's one of those where everyone moving forward, I think, has to keep themselves accountable. And I think if we can do that moving forward, we're going to be a better team for it.
Well, I know Coach Lamb talks a lot about the mentality of the team this year and how he likes what he's seen. He likes the battle level. He likes that you guys don't give up on games, that you guys stand up for each other. Have you noticed a difference that way with this team?
Yeah, it's been a different mentality since Mark has been around. I think this is, since he's been here, this is probably one of the most different teams we've had. We might not be the most skilled overall or the biggest team, but we definitely stand up for each other, and we're willing to fight and battle for each other every night. And even in those games when we're losing, I think we've shown some good fight back, and whether it is a fight or just battling hard till the end, I think that's been a big part for us, is we're showing teams that we're not going to give up, and the next game we're going to play them harder and hopefully get that win. And I think for this year, I think it's just been a good team group so far, where we just kind of got a good team mentality where we can work for each other, play for each other, and when you got that going for you, I think everyone kind of just works more as a team, and it's going to benefit everyone in the end.
Quickly on the ice, you've got Prince Albert, your only game of the weekend, coming off a couple of tough losses where you guys gave up a lot of goals and lost by substantial margins. So how do you correct that when you're playing the Raiders here Saturday?
Well, we've had some good games against them. We've definitely played them well, and we're hoping to do that in the weekend here. But a big part for us, even in those last two games where we were struggling to defend, is that that's our big part, is we're really trying to crack down defensively. And I think the last couple of games have shown some lapses there, and I think that's something that needs to change. And we're definitely working that in the week of practices here. We've had some time off to work on that and really focus on trying to bear down and just really crack down on trying to get our goals against lower and play that closer 2-1 or 3-1 game that we want to play. And I think offensively we've been putting up our numbers that we want, but defensively it's definitely been something that's been up there in numbers. So we're just looking to crack down defensively and keep our offensive rolling.
All right. Thanks a lot, Taylor. Appreciate it. And again, congratulations.
No problem. Thank you.